This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I know Valdez wants to go into Drunkards. Just real quick, I just wanted to mention this. So I woke up this morning and my hand was like banged up and I forgot and what happened. And I don't know if I need to get one of those life alert systems. So yesterday I went for a run and I went into these trails. And it's in deep in the woods. I had never been to this trail before. To be honest, once I got in, I didn't even know how to get out. And eventually, I got out. But I had a fall. And I didn't run with a cell phone or anything. So, like, I could have been just, like, stranded there. And it harkened me back. One time I went running in the trails with Farley, like, 12 or 13 years ago, whenever I trained for the marathon. And we're running, and I ducked down underneath this branch, and Farley, I swear to God, he was concussed. He went right into it, and his head hit this branch, and you know he runs pretty fast, and he went down, and I was like, dude, are you okay? And then he got up and started running again because he's Farley. But have you ever been in a situation where you're afraid that you could be stranded and lost? You know, we always talk about those stories. Now, I knew I wasn't that deep into the woods. I'm only running a couple of miles.
Yeah.
But I really, honestly, didn't know. It was a trail that I saw, and I was like, I don't know where this thing goes. And I'm running, and it just kept going and going and going. And then I just tripped over, like, you know, like a stump or something like that that was sticking out because you're jumping over puddles, and you know, it was rainy, and I went down for the count.
Didn't you fall a few years ago in a neighborhood where you were running at night?
See, maybe? I ran at night. I try not to run at night now.
And you tripped over a curb.
And I think EB's mom.
How could you remember that, Jason?
EB's I don't know. I just remember. Because he falls all the time when he runs.
Your mom had this situation. Sometimes you'll have a raised curb. Yeah. Like if it's just a bad sidewalk.
You're talking to me? My mother fell. It was not on a raised curb. She could have sued the county,
correct.
I think. They cut a sign down and they left like an inch of it. Right, the pole
was sticking out
of the sidewalk, and so of course she tripped over it, and I think she might have broken her neck. I think she broke her neck.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That's what broke her neck. Yeah.
Well, I just remember JP telling that story where he fell. It just seems like you know.
Well, remember EB?
One out of 10 times he runs, he falls on something.
EB had that situation too. We called him EB Scissor Hands for a while.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was just pure stupidity. I blame me 100%. I sprinted. I didn't run. I sprinted downhill. And that, you know, you deserve to fall and die when you do that.
So to answer your question, JP, no, I'm never fearful that I'm going to be lost in the middle of the woods without a cell phone.
I wasn't that fearful, but I just started to think, like, when I went down, it took me a few seconds to get up, and I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just scraped up my knee and my hand or whatever and completely muddied. But I was like, well, what if? Like, what if I had, like, I didn't, generally I'd bring my cell phone and I'm listening to music, but it was low on juice, and I just needed to get out and just do this quick run.
Yeah.
And I could have been stranded there until somebody came. And nobody's walking in that path. In about 3 miles, I passed two people.
So you're saying you would have been stranded if you had fallen and broke your ankle or broke your leg?
Correct.
Yeah.
You would have been effed. I would have been completely effed.
You would have been
and then it would have got dark and it would have been distraught.
Yeah, you would have been on some Dateline story.
Yeah. So Valdez wanted to bring up Drunkards in a way. And I'm guessing, and Valdez, you can talk about this. There have been more fights recently at games.
It seems like it's being highlighted. It's a trend that I've noticed a lot. And
part of it, too, is I think they're getting glorified that the fans who are in these fights, you know, the Suns and Four guy, all of a sudden, they're getting glorified.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed it with Suns and Four guy, and then the streaker slash person who had a golf club and a golf ball at the U.S. Open.
Yeah,
completely ruined Bryson's round,
and he was hitting balls. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know how security is allowing a guy to bring a 7-iron and a sleeve of balls in into a major. But yeah. that guy completely ruined Bryson's round. You have you have Sons and Four guy who's basically going to do a cage match with the dude who poured a beer on him, and then he's having a bobblehead made after him. You had a brawl between Clippers fans and Suns fans in the concourse of an arena, and I don't know if it's just getting highlighted more or if it's becoming like the WWF at all of these games, but I feel like alcohol is just fueling this, and at some point down the road, there is going to be a ban on alcohol or even like a dry section of some of these stadiums. And I'm not sure if you guys have noticed this at all.
Well, I'll say this. And
that'll be hard to do. It's too much money.
I would support a dry section because not so much now that my kids are older, but I remember going to games. Like, I went to a lot of games with Kelsey and Dylan. When they were younger, and there are times when you're just around just drunkards.
And they're
saying things.
I went to
a Terps game, and there were three dudes, and they were probably in their mid 20s, and it was like I think I did at one point say something, but it's yeah. But that wasn't just a solitary incident. But what I think has happened is like these guys, they're not getting prosecuted. Number one, so like. There have been, like, knockouts. Like, you'll see this stuff on Twitter or Instagram or whatever where guys are freaking cold-cocking people.
Mm-hmm.
They knock people out, and they don't suffer any repercussions.
And yeah,
that's a problem with our culture
there,
buddy.
And it's also something
on a larger issue.
That, you know, when you're 21, 22, 23, and you're going to a game, I can get that you're immature and you're dumb and you do stupid stuff when you're younger. But a lot of the videos of these people are adults. They're fathers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they got massive beer bellies, all right, and dad bods, and they're getting in fights.
They're
like
throwing awful haymakers.
I think your point is we got to be careful what we are glorifying.
I think that's the larger point, but I feel like we're gonna come to this crossroads where there's gonna be dry sections in stadiums.
Valdez is a little worried about them shutting down beer.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
There might be a dry section.
There's too
section.
Much money.
Yeah, they're not gonna completely ban alcohol at any of these stadiums, but there might be a dry section.
But they've
down
always
road.
Banned beer from later innings.
Yeah, well, that's the seventh.
Right,
yeah.
That's acceptable, but they're not gonna do it for the first six.
Yeah, that's
way
that
too much money.
Uber and everything like that. Why do they ban it at the later innings? I always just assumed, well, they don't want
still
people
20,000 people driving.
Yeah, you know,
as if like
not
the
everybody
drunk
takes
mics
Uber.
Of the world.
I never take
to
Uber.
Drink 10 to 15 beers. I mean, if you shut down for two innings, they're going to sober up. Please,
gives them a shot. Maybe
you can't control it.
Gives you a fighting chance. At least it takes them out of being sued.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a million bars right outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a big
yeah.
business.
All right, let's go to John in Mechanicsville, our boy John DePompa. John, what's up, buddy?
He dropped off.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Yeah.
He just called. Literally 10 seconds.
I don't know
seconds.
What to tell you.
I think he hung up while switching over from Bluetooth.
Okay. Right back. John, call back.
He'll call
get
back.
Him on.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You know, but I'm going to admit, I'll raise my hand and say, when I see these, I do click on and watch it.
I generally don't. They're cringy to me. They're cringy
they
to me.
I know,
fights.
But, I know, but like Sons and Four guy is like an icon now.
Right.
Well, he was being picked on in his defense,
in his defense,
and that's why they didn't,
I know.
Didn't charge him.
In his defense, he's being picked on, but it's just, I don't think any of these people should be glorified.
Yeah. Well, like you said, they're being covered, social media. I mean, you see a lot more of it than you did 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. You see, I mean.
So I'm not going to say that alcohol doesn't fuel it, but look, people were fighting in the stands in Yankee Stadium 20 years ago.
Remember, it was just 7 or 8 years ago or whatever when the Giants fan or whatever got pummeled to the brink of death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the Dodgers fans, right?
Yeah.
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 I can't remember which baseball game it was. Like a month ago, there was a guy who got hit in the face, and he just went down.
What year was Malice like in the Palace? What year was that, Drabby? Was that
2006?
That was like 20 years ago.
2004, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was huge.
Well, every time Maryland would play West Virginia, there'd be like a parking lot fight.
Yeah, it probably still is.
Yeah.
I do feel like, though, maybe in the past, people had more courage or was more acceptable to tell someone to pipe down, because it would be like one guy being loud or like screaming at the ump and just embarrassing himself, and people would tell him to shut up and sit down. That doesn't happen really anymore. It's just like, let's just see how bad this is going to get.
They just deal with it.
It's just deal with it. Yeah.
I think in
I'm not going to tell anybody to pipe down. I don't want to be fighting five guys.
I think in baseball it's weird. In basketball, I think they do a better job, generally speaking, especially for the crowd that's down low, because players will call out fans and then ushers will escort those fans out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in baseball, it's so massive and it's kind of, you have that kind of loud ambiance throughout the game where people are just talking, and it's hard to probably be able to execute that.
Yeah.
I know this. If I'm at an area where it's getting rowdy, and especially if I have my kids, I'm getting out of there.
Yeah,
I'm just getting out of there.
If you feel uncomfortable, yeah, you just leave.
Yeah.
There's no point.
You go to the dry section.
I could have a dry section. I know Valdez wouldn't sit in there. I don't know none of us would.
You know what? This is why I like going to suites. This is why when I go to games, I go to suites. And thank God I've got some connections.
Yeah, do fights ever break out in the suites? Rarely.
I've never seen it.
All right, John's back on, EB.
Yeah, all right.
We got John DePompa. What's up,
John? Hey, John.
Hey, fights break out in the owner's suite. That's Ted Leonsis.
Well, yeah, that was actually in the
concourse area,
I believe.
Yeah,
that's true. That's actually funny. They're right in the front of everybody. Can you imagine if you walked up on that?
That's when he used to mingle more.
Yeah. Hey, so speaking of mingling, I think it's funny that Matt Valdez is the voice of reason on this. Didn't he one time try to like hang a Pittsburgh Steelers fan over a balcony edge like Suge Knight, the Vanilla Ice?
I did push a Steelers fan because he was being very obnoxious and almost pummeled my dad.
And you also,
it is a good point.
Kind of in the honor of your wife, you went outside and like, didn't you punch some dude outside?
He did do that too.
Well,
a stalker.
He was getting ready to sexually assault Drab's wife.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a
while. What did you do?
I punched him in the face. I'm sure Drab was very happy about that.
I appreciate it. Yeah, no complaints.
Yeah.
It's a weird relationship between the Mets and their wives, by the way.
I'm sure Drab would have loved his wife to be taken to the bushes by some random dude.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
Did you ever call the cops on the guy?
No, I stole him and then left him in the street.
Yeah.
You stole him.
Did he fall down?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he did. Was it a sucker punch or were you face-to-face?
It was face-to-face. I just ran up and hit him.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything
Did you throw up four? Yeah, exactly. Ravens and four.
I didn't say Ravens and four.
That'd be so great.
I love him. He's so WT. I love him.
Hey, that's you said that, not me.
That's why I said WT. You can't say that. You can't probably can't even say that anymore. But
don't even know what you can
say. He is what he is. Uncle Kenny's his biggest role model. He is what he is.
It fits the above-ground pool narrative.
Chain link fence, Uncle Kenny.
All of a sudden, this has turned on you, Valdez, hasn't it?
I'm sorry for defending wives' honors.
Hey, I got no problem with it. I think you did the right thing.
I know. Thank you.
Don't take it personally.
He did the right thing. I wish there was footage of it, though.
Me too. I might get a YouTube fight against Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
Fight one of the palms.
You can say that. Yeah. Hey, Brett was pretty close to fighting Jose Canseco.
We had that lined up. Jose didn't want any of that smoke.
Dude, I looked up how much it cost to rent the Patriot Center. I was knee-deep into prepping that thing.
That's right.
And then I can't remember what happened. Why did that fall through?
Because he was going to be the second fight, probably, if Canseco was able to beat Vaisikahema.
Oh, yeah, and Vaisikahema pummeled him.
He pummeled Canseco.
He worked Canseco.
Yeah. He had him by about 100 pounds. Yeah.
By the way, John's from Mechanicsville. He knows white trash.
Right.
Fair enough. St. Mary's County. Yeah.
He makes coffee tables.
He's trying to jump on
you. God forbid I have a skill in life, Valdez. Why don't you push buttons, monkey?
There we go.
I like this.
See, it got personal.
I like this.
All right, well, then I'll stop giving you zings every single time you call into Dave Richard.
How dare you? It's not true.
Yeah, of course.
Love you, boys.
All right. John. Thank you, John.
He whimpers away.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah,
I'm sure carpenters aren't white trash.
I don't think he's a carpenter. He's like a furniture repair guy.
But we need those
carpenter's
guys.
Carpenter's actually more of a compliment.
We need those guys, though.
Actually, yeah, but the kind of stuff he could do, he could like fix your leather. Like when you get like a leather rip or something.
Doesn't he have a llama or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he lives like on a
you
farm.
Know, if you have guinea pigs, you're white trash. If you have pot belly pigs, you're white trash.
Speaking of white trash, this is
If you have troughs on your property, you're white trash.
This is a perfect time for me to bring up. So we were in Bethany yesterday just killing time, right? Because it was the awful rain and just hemorrhaging money, just taking the kids to the arcade, taking them to buy ice cream for everybody, taking them into the shops to go buy little trinkets. And finally, when we were having dinner, it dawned on me. I asked my wife, I said, do you like Bethany better or do you like Outer Banks? And she said, I probably like Bethany better because it's closer and, you know, she likes a little downtown area. There's two types of people I determined in Bethany. You guys have all been to Bethany. You have your Chevy Chase, Kensington, Ashburn crowd, and then you have your
Wilkes-Barre,
the Dinas,
Pennsylvania,
and the Philadelphia.
Jason always goes to Pennsylvania.
Yes,
some of the worst towns in the state. In the
it's so true,
in
though.
Pennsylvania, yeah.
I was eating at this like Mexican like knockoff Chipotle place, and I was just people watching as I was eating my burrito bowl, and you saw like. Classy people look like they probably send their kids to Gonzaga or something, and then you see kids wearing, you know, the parents huge
Crocs,
beards,
a lot of
wearing
Crocs.
The Eagles, yeah. Or like a Orioles shirt. I mean, just looks like hurting people.
Uh-huh.
There's two types, and that's basically all you see.
I throw out the Crocs thing because I think it's WT, but my buddy Tom Mooney wears
Crocs.
Yeah, I was
going to say, every time you say it, I think about your boy Mooney.
And he loves Crocs.
We talked about that, right?
Than anybody I know, and he wears Crocs every day at the beach.
The only guys that should wear Crocs are doctors. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they get to use them?
For some reason, it seems acceptable.
Because it fits like scrubs?
Yeah, they're trying to be sterile.
Slip-ons.
Yeah, you know, at work, not a doctor in Bethany.
Can the doctors put little charms on them like my daughter puts on her Crocs?
He can do whatever he wants.
So are you ready to get out of Bethany?
We're leaving today. I mean, we're leaving today right after the show.
I know, but are you ready to get out? You ready to get
No, I like it. If it was up to me, I'd stay longer.
Stay the whole week.
Just don't have time. Got stuff to do.
I didn't love the rain yesterday, but I loved the temperature, man.
Yes.
God, it was nice. 70 degrees.
You probably raised your thermostat to like 80.
So, no, what's it going to be like today?
It's going to be beautiful today.
It's going to be nice.
Why, like low 70s?
Mid 70s, just sunny, perfect. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, sunny, perfect.
Are you guys teeing it up?
I'm going to play tomorrow. I'm not playing today.
Valdezzi, are you? Where's the Valdez golf tour?
I'm playing my normal weekend time at Potomac Shores.
Oh, you're a weekend guy? Every weekend?
I love playing on the weekend. I play,
you play
the,
early before
I play
everybody
first one out on the weekend.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
But ever since I got back from Pinehurst, I was a little golfed out.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got to take a little break. My body needs to recover.
You only have so many bendovers.
Exactly. I got to refuel my bendovers.
Right.
Do they sell bendovers at Golfdom?
They could. Someone's got to come up with the idea. A little Peter Millar bendover.
Coming up next, we're going to get back into the biggest story in D.C., which is the Max Scherzer situation. Was Joe Girardi Bush League last night, or are you buying his post-game explanation where he said that he's never seen Max go to his head as much? You can give us a call at 800-636-1067 on the Gambit D.C. listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit D.C. brought to you by the D.C. Lottery.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Got Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, president of baseball ops, joining us at 9 o'clock. Nats actually playing great baseball of late. Had that amazing home streak. where they won 8 out of 11 at home, and they continued with the win yesterday. Now just two games under 500 at 34 and 36. But front and center for the Nationals was the controversy last night with Max Scherzer. And look, Major League Baseball is trying to crack down on foreign substances. There were many pitchers who faced inspections. But Joe Girardi, the manager of the Phillies, took it to another level yesterday as they went to the mound for a third time. Here's what went down yesterday, and Joe Girardi talking about it.
I've seen Max a long time, since 2010. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But I've never seen him wipe his head like he was doing tonight, ever. Going like this, right? So it was suspicious for me. He did it about four or five times. It was suspicious. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I just got to do what's right for our club.
Does he have a reputation as a guy that might load it a little bit? Maybe you had a heads up there?
No, I didn't have any heads up. But again, like I said, I've seen Max pitch a long time, and I've never seen him do that. And that's why I did it.
And what prompted you the next inning to go on the field and basically challenge the club?
No, I wasn't challenging the club. There were some coaches that were screaming at me, right? And coaches that I know, and it bothered me, right? I mean, I'm not playing games, trying to win games here. I'm not playing games, and I have respect for the other people over there. I have respect for what Max has done in his career. But again, I got to do what's right for our team.
So he says he's not playing games, but a lot of people felt it was Bush League to go out there a third time. Look, he's been checked once, then he's checked twice. He clearly doesn't have anything. You're checking him a third time. Maybe trying to break up his rhythm. Maybe
so do you think he's lying? I don't think he's lying. I believe him 100%.
I don't think he's lying, Eric, but there's no way Max is going to put anything on the ball 2 days after they implemented the rule when they're in a pennant chase.
I think
probably true, but I don't think he's lying.
I think there's a little gamesmanship in there.
Yeah.
You know, what do you call it, lying or not? I don't know. I think that he was playing games a little bit. Like, I don't think he thought he was going to catch Max Scherzer cheating after he's been checked two times.
I think he was flummoxed, and he's never seen him do that before in 10 years. And
okay, but they checked him once. They checked him twice. Why are you going to send him out there to check a third
time? Well, guys
time?
Can't – you think guys don't change things between innings? Of course they could.
I think there was some games.
Of course they could.
I know, Eric, it's possible, but there's no way he's going to risk that.
I tend to agree with that, but I'm just telling you, and I think that most people agree with you. I think I'm an outsider. I think Philly fans – are upset with Girardi, from what I could see via social. And we're going to have Howard Eskin on, which is awesome, because he can also comment on this. But I take Girardi. I think Girardi's a class guy, just like I think Max is. And I think that Girardi genuinely was flummoxed. I don't think he was trying to be a douche.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, what do you make of it? Do you think it was Bush League? Do you think it was gamesmanship by Girardi? I do. I think if they do the check the first time, all right, and then they do it a second time, there's absolutely no reason to go a third time. And I do think there will be probably some gamesmanship back at the Phillies. Like, can't you see Davey doing it now a couple of times tonight?
Maybe.
Well, that's why
I think
they have to be careful with this, because it is going to go – what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
So also, I do think you have to be careful with it.
I don't know if Major League Baseball can implement another rule where they limit the amount of times the umps check, or – I mean, I know you can have seven or eight different
because
pitchers.
That's dangerous too. Because then after they've checked you twice, well, then you just load up.
Do we have the?
I know. I don't know what they can do.
Do we have the Kershaw audio ready? Because Kershaw talked about this.
Give me a minute. I'll grab it.
And yeah, I read the Kershaw
quotes. Kershaw wants a penalty, essentially. So, like, if you're a manager,
on the manager, right? Okay,
yeah. All right. Yeah. Or you're
makes
a team,
sense.
And you think you see something, and you accuse your opponent, the opposing pitcher, of cheating. And then they're clean that you face some sort of repercussions. Now, I don't know what you could do.
Well, we had a guy call in earlier. You don't remember?
You could lose a replay challenge or something.
We had a guy call in earlier with a suggestion.
You put somebody on second base?
No.
I mean,
you're
not going to put anybody on second.
They do that in extra innings.
I know, but now you're completely changing the game.
They got seven inning games and doubleheaders.
I know.
Yeah, I know, but JP, he's more radical. JP's radical. He'll change anything.
Those things are radical, but they are implemented right now. You go to a doubleheader, 2 7 inning
games. Look, I'm not going to argue with you. I totally 100% disagree.
I mean, they're high school games right now.
I disagree. That's all I'm going to say. Right. I would disagree.
It is stupid. It is stupid. But
I just think that there should not be any input from the managers. They should leave it up to the umpires, the four umpires that are instructed by Major League Baseball to go out and check these guys, to watch them. The managers can't have any input.
But I'm not sure. I think historically a manager could say to the umpire, hey, man, I think something's going on there. Check. Or just like a batter could say, hey, man, check that ball. They do that. Right, like, well, that's part of the game. It's been part of the game.
You can cut it down. If you want to eliminate, you know, going out to the mound during the game and extending the game, cut it out.
Eric.
Yeah.
The reason I think it's Bush League is because the first two times it didn't work because he came in after the inning. He did it the third time in the middle of an inning, right between batters, and it just didn't make any sense. If the Phillies were tagging Max last night, Girardi's not going out there three times to have him checked.
That's also true.
He was getting worked. Max was dealing last night. Girardi was frustrated, and he's trying to get him off his game. That's why I think it was Bush League.
That was my initial conclusion also.
But then when I heard him discuss it
and give his rationale, I actually believe him.
How many times
that he was simply flummoxed
all the time?
Huh? He's lying.
Coaches lie in the post game 10,000 times.
Of course they do. I'm telling you, I believe him. I'm not saying I believe all coaches. I believe him.
Well, I mean, do you think that Girardi truly believed that Max had something on the ball?
I think Joe Girardi was flummoxed.
I don't think he did the third time. Yeah. I think that was gamesmanship. Let's go to the phones.
800-636-1067. It came after he almost killed his third baseman. Yeah. So, of course, he's trying to get a better grip on the ball. Don't you want him to?
Let's go to Don in Ashburn. Don, you're on with the Junkies. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, I think, is it Bush? I don't know if you call it Bush League, but I will say that there was a reason he did it when he did it. I think he was trying to get Max off his game. And, you know, because he got ran so early, he had a lot of time to think about that post-game press conference. And to say that in 11 years that Max Scherzer rubbed his head four or five times and that's the most he's ever seen, I doubt that. He's pitching in August. He doesn't rub his head. That doesn't make any sense at all. So I think absolutely.
Well, we've all seen him lick his fingers. We've all seen him do that.
But they all do that. They all do that.
Understood. And that's why he did something different in his opinion. I'm just taking his side on it.
Thank you, Don. Let's go to Mo in Largo, line one. Mo, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. EB, I'm kind of surprised at you being a softy over Girardi. Like, if you look
I'm
at
not
the
a softy. I understand
out,
it.
So you had one perspective, and then you heard the guy talk, and now you believe him? Yeah, you're kind of a softy for the opposite thing. Because right. If you look at the way the whole thing transpired, like Travis said, he did the thing in between the batters. And honestly, I think this is going to become a common practice when guys are getting dealt to, and they don't know what to do, so they want to try to throw the pitches off the rhythm, so they want to challenge. And see if
that was my initial thought, that it was pure gamesmanship, but I reject it when I heard him. I'm sure there was a part of it that was.
When using the rules.
I'm sorry. I find him to be a classy guy, and I happen to believe him. Do I think all managers are classy? No.
Well, I mean, he could be classy, but he also could be it could be a strategy there.
Could be part of it.
Because he did see how pissed off Max got the first two times.
And all I'll say is I remember Ryan Braun being very convincing how he didn't do steroids.
Yeah, right.
And then you find out. I mean, it's just the way it is.
It would be interesting to see.
That doesn't mean that everyone's a liar.
Correct.
Yeah. Well,
you can give that example, but that doesn't mean he's lying.
Jason brought up a great point that no one's really talking about. Is how Max reacted the first two times before Girardi asked to search him for a third time.
Well, the first time he just went.
I know.
Well, what is Joe supposed to care how he reacts?
No, obviously it flusters Max. Yeah. And
it pisses him off.
Yeah,
I don't know that it flustered
him.
It didn't.
And so he's willing to try and do it again, so he gets more pissed off, so maybe he's off his game.
Well, let me tell you something. A more pissed off Max Scherzer, I don't think is good for you. I think that's the last thing you want, is a more pissed off Max Scherzer. I think it backfires on you.
800-636-1067. We'll come back, take more of your calls, but I need to let you know about PenFed. Whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA. Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9 o'clock. He joins us every Wednesday, the president of baseball operations and general manager of the Washington Nationals, who are now just two games under 500, just four games out of the NL East lead. But front and center, yesterday you had the Max Scherzer controversy. Wondering if you think what Joe Girardi did, summoning the umpires to check Max Scherzer for a third time, was Bush League. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Let's go to line three, Luke and Frederick, who used to pitch in college. What's up, Luke?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Luke?
Luke, how are you, buddy?
Hey, so I used to pitch in college, right, back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Where'd you play?
My grandfather, Lehigh University.
Okay, all right.
Nice.
Pennsylvania.
Yep.
So my grandfather, who pitched in the minor leagues back in the 40s, he used to use wild root, a hair gel.
Mm-hmm.
When it mixes with sweat, when you get sweaty on the mound, you take your hat off, you run your hand through your hair. And guess what? You get a little stickiness on your fingers, get a better grip. I'm sure all these guys know that. This stuff goes back 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
That wild root's been around for 100 years. So it doesn't show up on the baseball like pine tar. It doesn't, you know, it's essentially sticks to your fingers, gives you a better grip.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pitch better with it? I don't think so. I didn't. Maybe that's just because I was a bad pitcher, but that's my outlook on it. I mean, some guys are going to have hair gel in. Some guys are going to use hairspray. Some guys, you're going to get texture and stickiness on your fingers when that stuff mixes.
Right, but I don't believe that's what he had. I mean, they actually checked his hair, is my understanding. They checked his hair.
But there's products. You know, your product's not going to show up. Because
no, I understand. I believe they touched his hair, and they said it was sweat.
Does the sweat? Let me ask you this, Luke. Does the you run your hand through your head, and you're real sweaty, and you get a lot of moisture? Does that really help with gripping the ball?
When you combine it with something.
Yeah, I was going to say when mine was combined with the hair gel and the wild root. Yes, I felt like I got a little stickiness to my fingers, and you would see me. I would go and take two fingers and, you know, essentially run them through my hair and then wipe the other two on my pants. Mm-hmm. So I still had the moisture and the stickiness to my two grip fingers. But all these guys can do that. I mean, you're not going to outlaw every hair product on the market.
Yeah,
right.
That's just my two cents.
And you know, the guys are using sunscreen, too.
Yeah, thanks, Luke.
Like, how do you outlaw sunscreen? Guys might be like, hey, I don't want to get burned. I'm using sunscreen. Right. I'm telling you, I was watching a little of the Dodgers-Padres the other night, momentarily, and Yu Darvish was on the mound.
Right.
And because this has been front and center.
His ball does move.
But because this was front and center, like, topic in Major League Baseball, I kind of paid attention. I probably never paid attention to it. He touched everything. Like, he was touching his head, his hat, his thigh. Then he puts the ball in his glove. He's licking his foot. Like, I don't know how you would enforce these rules other than what they're trying to do right now, which is trying to deter. I think what they're doing now is come out and as a deterrent.
Right.
Why don't they just do what they old school used to do, which is check the ball? So right after the pitch, check the ball. There'd be residue or cut the ball or whatever they're doing.
Yeah. Well, maybe they do. But I agree with JP. It's just a deterrent. Some guys are going to keep doing it. They're going to find ways around the rule. And, you know, they're going to add certain things over time. And I just think that a couple guys are going to get caught. And that's going to convince and dissuade a lot of guys to do it. But some guys will do it.
I actually think the deterrent is not strong enough if they really want to get rid of it. The deterrent is a paid vacation. That's what it is. Now, obviously, these guys are competitors and they'd rather play.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it should be no pay. Like, really put some teeth into it.
Let's go to Mike in D.C.
Then you're starting to battle the players' union over stuff like that. It's got to be an agreement.
Mike on line four. Mike, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
I'd like to just take issue with Eric Bickle calling Joe Girardi classy. This is the guy that was the manager of the New York Yankees that everybody said the Astros cheating system came from. So I think he was in his right.
I'm not sure he's been implicated, but okay. Sure.
I mean, come on, dude.
But we've had Girardi on the show a bunch of times.
Yeah, that's all.
We like him. That's
And I've heard him, you know, I think he's a classy guy. I like him.
He's a great dude. I mean, he was only on like Baseball Tonight talking about how they had a camera and they stole signs, all that other stuff. But anyway, so he was well within his rights to go out there and challenge Max, because just like the camera systems and the sign-stealing stuff, MLB has given them no clear guidance on what to do. He just did what he was supposed to do. It was gamesmanship. He was getting Max off of his game. And he knows that Max is a fiery dude. He knows he's a competitor. He knows that if he keeps doing it, he's going to lose his mind. And Max did lose his mind, but doesn't change the fact that he was pitching all right. But anyway,
it didn't affect that at all. In fact, if you wanted to do that to someone, you do that to Strauss. Sorry, you do it to Strauss.
Yeah,
he melts down.
He's kind of a mental midget.
Max, you're going to get the opposite from Max, in my opinion. It's going to backfire on you.
But it's just more MLB doesn't know how to create rules and enforce rules. And,
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, and I mean, to give Riz credit, when he came on and he was like, hey, look, you don't want these guys using Spider Tack or whatever, give us something that we can use.
Right.
Give us something that's league mandated and approved for usage. And then it goes away. It's just like with the video rooms. Had Major League Baseball come out and said, you can do this, you can do that with your video rooms, none of the stuff that happened with the Astros would have happened. None of the gamesmanship that was going on with the Indians, the Yankees, the Dodgers, all the teams that were involved in that whole shenanigans, it never would have happened. It never would have degraded the integrity of the game. Just like steroids. They don't know how to keep up. And it's just more and more of baseball's bad rules, I guess, governance or whatever you want to call it. It's just terrible.
Anyway, I agree with 97% of what you said.
Yeah. The 3% was Girardi.
I mean, I take Girardi at his word on this. Sorry.
I think they're going to have to amend some of it. Major League Baseball is going to have to amend something here. You know, whether it's this season or in the off season, they're going to have to allow these guys to do something. You know, use something on their hands, because guys are going to get away with it. They're going to, like I said, there's going
to
be.
Well, I think they are letting them use something. They're letting them go to their mouth.
Yeah,
they're letting them use the rosin or whatever.
Yep.
But, you know, I can understand if Scherzer doesn't want to get that rosin and a taste in his mouth.
But there's got to be something that they've banned that they're going to have to allow back in. That's what I say.
Let's go to Harold in D.C. Harold, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Harold, are you there?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, man. Just check the ball. At the end of the day, you don't need to go to the mound. You don't need to do all this.
That's what I said.
You got these machines that say, you know, speed and rotation and all that. If that thing clocks hot, man, bag it. Bag it and check it later. That's pretty much it. You know, there's no need to disrupt the entire game, because that's what's going to happen every game from now on when the pitcher gets hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. Check the ball. That's the easiest thing.
If the ball gets hit? You know, I mean, you're not going to be able to check the ball, really. You got to check the ball before the pitch is thrown. You know what I mean? Like,
if it gets hit, it's not an issue.
Before the cheating happens?
Well, you're going to check it three pitches later. You'd still be cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a
new ball, potentially.
If it's a called strike, then you just check the ball there.
You could just check
it randomly.
If he's working the ball, he's going to be doing it all the time, not just at one moment. He's probably doing it all the time.
Let's go to Jose in Miami, line one. Jose, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I blame Rob Manfred for this. I think he might be the absolute worst commissioner in sports. To arbitrarily start starting this in the middle of the season with no rhyme or reason. Of course,
100%.
What Joe Girardi did was Bush League. Because would anyone blame Davey, calling out any Phillies pitcher or all Phillies pitcher and giving Joe Girardi the middle finger while he did it? I mean, if you want to speed up time, you don't have pitchers being checked in the middle of an inning. I mean, could you imagine a game seven and a pitcher is dealing and a coach runs out, you know, and wants to say he has a foreign substance because he picked his nose? I mean, it's ridiculous. And Rob Manfred is completely to blame. People think Roger Goodell is a bad commissioner. Rob Manfred makes him look like Albert Einstein.
Right.
Take care of your little ones there.
Thank you, Jose. I agree with you 100%.
That's why I think they're going to change something. Because the last couple nights since they implemented this rule have been shenanigans. I mean, last night, I mean, it could get worse than what happened with Max, but I just think they're going to have to amend something. I don't know if it's going to be today or next week or next month.
It might be unwritten. They might just talk to the guys and say, look, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to make a big deal about it, but this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Let's go to Daryl in Woodbridge on line six. Daryl, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
man, the biggest question is, why is EB so gullible? Like, bro, you was believing the lion guy with the horse from the Kentucky Derby. Well, you probably played three card Molly outside the Metro Station with some wild stuff. Bro, like, you said you had one opinion. Didn't you guys have a theory back in the day that the majority of the world is stupid? Like, the majority of the world is lying. They're dishonest if they believe that they can be dishonest to keep themselves out of trouble.
You saw okay, listen, you believed it. Is it possible I'm wrong? Sure. I find him believable. I find his. I was on the same road everyone was.
But
this is pure gamesmanship.
Out, just to for the audience, you believed in Bob Baffert. And, you know, who knows? Maybe he was telling the truth, but he's been banned by a couple of states now.
Of course, but I've just when Baffert the part that of Baffert's not to get sidetracked that resonated with me was that they found like 17 picograms, which was equivalent to like 1/100th. Of a millionth of a steroid. Like, it had zero impact on the performance. Now, we had Rick Snyder on yesterday and said, well, is that part of a masking agent? Okay, maybe it is.
You know, a bunch of his horses are dying, apparently.
Well, his response to that is based on the number of horses I have and the horses I train, it's basically within industry standard. But
well, maybe if we never had Girardi on the show and we didn't have... And we
yeah,
had
if
on,
I didn't know him, I wouldn't
we
be so vociferous.
Had him, I don't know, 6-7 times. I'm guessing maybe 10.
Look, I don't
so did you
him.
When you heard his audio? We could play it again,
him? Jason. Well,
let's play it again then.
We'll play it again when we come back, or now, whenever. You tell me. You think the guy's just purely lying? I'm taking him at his word.
I don't know. I just again, and I've said this a million times. I've said it since 6 a.m. Use your head. There's no way Max is going to risk that. You know what I mean? He's not going to rub his hands through his hair and get some gel on it and then use it.
I just don't think that
to alter the ball. He's just not going to risk that.
I don't think Joe was thinking that way. I think he was thinking, "What is going on here? I've watched this guy for 10 years. I've never seen him quite do this. This is weird. What's going on? I'm a little bit flummoxed." And if it messes up his routine a little bit, fine.
Yeah,
I think that does factor in to a degree.
Yeah, I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Yeah,
especially after Max's reaction the first two times.
Yeah, it's Bush League. It's gamesmanship. He's trying to break up the rhythm. I'm not saying it's going to work.
I think it backfires on you when you do that to Max.
Probably, but if he just loses a little bit of focus, look, Max gives up homers. You know,
yeah, gave one up to Bryce.
Gives up a little focus on one pitch.
But he was damn good.
Absolutely.
He was damn good, and they needed that last night.
All right, coming up next, we can get Howard Eskin's take. Howard Eskin, who we have on a lot of times to talk Eagles on the show, but he does all things Philly. Had an interesting back and forth with Daryl Morey, who runs the show for the Philadelphia 76ers. We can get his take on Ben Simmons, but also what happened between the Phillies and Nationals. Howard Eskin next from 94 WIP in Philly right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.